Good morning. I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In just a moment, we'll be discussing, and if you haven't seen it yet, this is such a powerful and important and really life-changing film. We'll be speaking about the documentary Bully. The filmmaker Lee Hirsch, who himself was bullied, will be with us. It tracks five young people, more than five actually, some of whom committed suicide because of bullying, and others have kept it quiet and within themselves because they can't really talk to their parents or to school administrators. One of the young people in the film who used to be a bully says, the goal is for everybody to see everybody as being equal. That's how it should be. And it ends with a movement being made to make sure that that happens. You may have heard of this film. It's an important one, and I'm really anxious to speak with Lee, who himself was bullied. He's director, producer, cinematographer, and writer of this very important documentary. And we should tell you, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, that if you can pledge $120, this is a film that all schools should make, I think, mandatory viewing, particularly in middle school and also in high school, but particularly in middle school. It should be seen by all students. It's very important, or it should be seen by you in your family. Well, all right, you can tell I'm raring to go on this topic. We'll get to the conversation, but if you can pledge for, what is it, Lisa, $120, we'll be happy to send you a copy of this important documentary. Lisa Nabandian is with me. We're asking you to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 at this very moment to make a gift in support of the programs you count on.
Last hour, the goal was 40 pledges, and we heard from 20 listeners. Thank you for those pledges. This hour, we have a goal of 60 pledges, and these hourly goals are extremely important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on Wisconsin Public Radio. Take a moment right now and give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You hear a variety of viewpoints from different guests and listeners, wonderful listeners, who bring a unique perspective to all of our conversations. When you hear yourself saying, which I do all the time, yesterday on WPR, I heard, that means, da-da-da, it's time to make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You give to WPR to support the programs. And as an added incentive, we have something special for you. Kathleen mentioned this just a couple of minutes ago. When you give $120, that's $10 a month, you can get the Bully DVD. So ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Families often tell us how WPR brings them closer together. Children and parents, I hope this is true, because when I drove my son to school, we were listening to public radio all the time, and I think some of it sunk in. People listen before school on the weekends, using WPR as a jumping-off point for really important conversations, and sometimes fun conversations. Spouses get together at the end of the day, and they talk about the stories they heard, and on it goes.
And, you know, listening, just like Kathleen said, this connection that you have with your friends and your family, it's one of the most enriching parts of your life. So your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps that connection going.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think you can give enough to make a difference, well, we ask you to think again. Listener donations make up nearly 40, that's 40% of our budget. But that doesn't mean that we're asking you for a huge gift.
You know, the thing is, many first-time donors give about $5 a month for their WPR listening. So think about it. Decide the amount that works for you. And please know, it really does make a difference. So don't put it off any longer. Give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Shopping at your local farmer's market, running a 5K for charity, the things that help you are all the more rewarding when they also help a whole community, like being a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio. Set up an ongoing monthly contribution and your gift will inform and entertain more than 200,000 people who listen every day.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn with Lisa Nalbandian, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift, Lisa mentioned $5 a month, where most people start, maybe $10 or $100. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In just a couple of minutes, In just a couple of minutes, we're talking with Lee Hirsch, the director and producer and cinematographer for the documentary Bully. And remember, you can get the Bully DVD for your pledge of $120 or more, which is about $10 a month.
Giving couldn't be easier. We just need your name. We need contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
And you can save time and money. Just use a credit card if you can. Or better yet, start automatic sustaining donations directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A gift to WPR is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do many others who really can't afford to support it.
Make your pledge right now for yourself, for the community, for Wisconsin at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Lisa mentioned earlier, what we're looking for is 60 pledges. We have a first pledge getting us started this hour. Thanks very much. So we're looking for 59 pledges this hour. And your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 will move us closer to that goal and support the programs that you count on.
And ask for the Bully DVD with your pledge of $120 or more, $10 a month. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When you make your pledge, consider becoming a sustainer. Your sustaining membership will automatically renew every year, and you'll pay your pledge in affordable monthly installments. It's easy to set up. It's a great way to make a lasting impact on WPR. You choose how to give, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Timothy from Madison told us when he pledged earlier today, he started a business a year and a half ago, and Wisconsin Public Radio was a constant companion throughout. And he wrote, now that their expenses are under control, he said, it's only right that one of the things I start spending money on again is WPR. Thank you.
Thank you,
Timothy from Madison.
Thanks, Timothy, very much. Thanks, Lisa, to you. And talk about a way to make a lasting impact. We do a lot of conversations that take on extremely important and sometimes very troubling issues. Over the years, we've talked about bullying. I'm always amazed that many of us remember instances from middle school or earlier when we were bullied, and those experiences really have stayed with people for their whole lifetime. So people in their 50s and their 60s will call in and talk about the time that they were bullied. This documentary you have probably heard about. It is titled Bully. It is a moving and troubling documentary about the misery that some 13 million American children face each day. The new kid, the fat kid, the gay kid, the strange kid. Frequently, adults will fail to protect these children. It features five families, including Alex, a 14-year-old in Sioux City, Iowa, who's teased, humiliated, and assaulted, and really can't bear to talk to his parents about this. His tormentors stab him with pencils and call him vile names. The film starts with the story of a young boy who was the last to be chosen for sports teams, whose head was shoved into the wall locker, and his father said, he probably thought that was enough. His father still thinks that his son is going to come through the door. He committed suicide. It's a wake-up call to everybody, and it concerns how we treat each other at very young ages and when we're older, too, as equals, or how we fail in that. So the documentary has been much noticed. Lee Hirsch is with us this hour. He is the director, producer, cinematographer, and writer. And we'll be welcoming phone calls for him. Our phone number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. And while we're trying to make an impact, I want to repeat that Lee's film, Bully, which I urge all middle schools, all high schools, and really all families to have and to show to everybody. If this film is shown widespread, it will make a huge impact, and it already has on our society. Lee, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Kathleen. Good to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you here. I must say I watched your documentary yesterday while I was sitting on the living room sofa, and I never got up. It was so compelling. It's such a compelling and important story, and you must have felt that way when the documentary was completed. Thank goodness, maybe I can make a change here. Maybe I can make a difference by letting people know how horrid this is and how widespread this is.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny, as I was listening to your introduction, I couldn't help but think back when you were talking about how we all connect to this story, no matter how old we are. And, you know, one of the staggering things that I learned in the process of making the film was this notion that, you know, bullying is really our first encounter of violence. You know, it's also the most common form of violence that young people will experience. And so I think that that actually is incredibly telling, right? Because, you know, in various ways over the course of our lives, we'll meet violence in different phases. But I think what happens to us in those early experiences is really formative. So if we can kind of roll, you know, go back in time or with, you know, this generation, get in there as much as we can, you know, and give them the tools that they need to understand it, to learn how to respond to it, to learn how to intervene when they're witnessing it. I think that there's a lot of power in that. And it's been exciting work.
Tell me, and you obviously, this took a lot of time to make this documentary. Your experience of being bullied must have been front and center in your mind. Can you talk about that a little bit, Lee?
Sure. So, you know, I was very much like physically bullied. So, you know, it was elementary school. It was middle school. It was, you know, very difficult, for example, to get home from school without getting, you know, a group of guys that would get their punches in. And it went on, you know, day after day after day after day. And, you know, the thing that I carried out from that experience was, you know, how difficult it was to communicate what was happening. Because particularly, you know, at the time, people really did feel like, you know, this is something that you have to solve yourself, and this is a normal behavior, and this is a rite of passage, and this is, you know, boys will be boys.
Yes.
And it was very difficult to convey, you know, the terror that I experienced, or, you know, just how cumulative the effect was. And so I thought in making the film that, you know, probably first and foremost was the notion that if we could give that experience a frame, that that would actually serve, you know, that would really help people that have gone through it, that are going through it, because, you know, they can point to this and say, this is what it is. This might not be exactly what it's like for me or what I went through, but this is what bullying really is. And it validates that experience for so many millions of people. So I think those were things that really, you know, were in my mind during the production and really like through the outreach campaign as well.
You must have been particularly gratified because you noticed change that took place as a result of doing your film. I must say that there are parts of the film that are appalling. You look at school administrators who are kind of rewarding the bully instead of the person who is being bullied and who don't seem to have a clue about what's going on. Parents who don't understand what's going on with their children, and the children feeling embarrassed to talk to their parents openly about this violent behavior, that people don't seem to get it, and it seems like such a natural thing to be able to get. But because you did this film, you noticed change, didn't you?
I do. I think that the last 2 years have been really interesting on a national level in terms of awareness and commitment to engage on this issue. I think that our film's been a part of that. I think that it's been
yes.
a great, but it's not just us. You know, it's the role that the media has played, and journalists and celebrities and, you know, and educators. Because, I think it's like something that you can really dig into, and I do believe that people engage in it partly also because there's a sense of hope that if we do step in, if we do something, if we do, you know, commit to professional development on this issue, let's say from an educator's perspective, that we can make a difference and that we can transform school culture and school climate to be more welcoming and safer. And those goals, you know, are and should be in line with any, you know, vision that an educator has or a superintendent or a principal for improving the quality of education that they're offering. So, you know, it's been exciting. I mean, we've seen a lot of impact, and a lot of that is thanks to people at the grassroots level, at the community level, seeing the opportunities for themselves with this film to organize screenings and to organize conversations.
Great.
And put panels together and, you know, convene the school board around it and have these conversations. You know, our website is and, you know, I encourage your listeners to visit there, you know, if they're able to while we're chatting and look at some of the work that we've done. But, you know, we've run a program called 1 Million Kids to See the Film. Right? Our goal was to get 1 million kids across America. And, you know, we're sitting right now at about 252,000.
Mm.
That they didn't just see the film, but they went on field trips with their educators. Their teachers did professional training. The schools got together, you know. And so that was really the tip of the iceberg for us in terms of what's possible. Now that the DVD is out, it's a lot easier to make that happen. So, you know, we're really excited because the opportunity, I think, with the film is to use it, whether you're a parent and you're going to sit down with your children and watch this together and have a conversation about the issue, or an educator to think about how to bring this into your school, to use it to help get everybody on the same page, right? That's what's exciting to us.
And because the film is so important and so powerful, it's hard not to have it enter your heart and hard not to really address this issue front and center because of what you've just seen.
I think so. You know, I feel like, you know, what we want to try and do, I think, first and foremost, is to change hearts and minds, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you can put a rule in place at a school, but if you don't have agreement, if you don't have this collective, you know, buy-in, then you're still going to have a problem when it comes to bullying. So policy alone does not make for change. The policy together with, you know, that hearts and minds part of it, that internal emotional commitment that says, I can do better, or we must do better. That's, I think, where you start to get into really exciting territory. And so yeah, I mean, we certainly hope people will be moved and they'll want to act. And but what that act is so deeply personal, right? That there's not one set place that you go with it, because it really depends on, like, who's in your life, what's in your life, what your job is, and what role you can play. But I would say that there's a role for everybody.
Who was the gentleman's name? I mean, all the stories are just so moving, but the gentleman whose son, he's featured more at the end, and he winds up leading a rally. His son has committed suicide, and he describes himself and his wife as, we're simple people. You can rest assured that if some politician's son or daughter were in our situation and had committed suicide because of bullying, that there would be some kind of law passed about this. But then he winds up organizing this movement, actually, to bring attention to bullying, and he's just so straightforward, and you want to just join his cause immediately. Can you talk about that, how people who have lost their children have really come to the front and center of leading a movement against bullying?
Sure. His name is Kirk Smalley, and he's a great organization. It's called Stand for the Silent. And it's an amazing, you know, I think, You really witness this transformation on screen in the course of the film, which is that we meet him and his wife at, you know, the darkest moment you could meet somebody.
Yes,
right? They've just lost their boy, who's died by suicide, and then you really see that. You see that that moment almost like where it turns. where he's able to take that grief and that tragedy and kind of put it into action with all of his being. And that's something that you're absolutely right. We've seen that with many, many, many families. Unfortunately, it's this very tragic group of people, right? Because they've been through this unthinkable tragedy, but they often are at the forefront in their communities and, you know, perhaps on the national stage as well, in advocating and speaking about the issue, in going to schools and telling their stories. And I suspect some of that is it, where do you go from something like that? You know, I think to be able to put meaning and
yes.
turn that into creating change or helping other people is something that it's very common. It's very sad, but it's very powerful too.
Yeah, it is very powerful. Let's take a couple phone calls. And let us start with Lori. We have a ton of phone calls, Ashley. Let's go to Lori in Stillwater. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I wanted to make
Hi,
a
Lori.
Comment about how far-reaching bullying goes. I wasn't physically bullied, but I got a lot of emotional bullying all through school. And now I'm 50 years old, and I have been bullied in almost every workplace I've been in. And you try and talk to people about it, and you get the same kind of thing, like, well, you know, that's just the way life is. Some people are like that. And you don't find help, and also the bullies are getting rewarded. So it really sets up a pattern for people in school as to what they believe themselves to be and what they can believe themselves to expect in life, and it really does a lot of damage.
Lee.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, and good to talk to you, Lori. You know, the first thing that comes to my mind is that there's some really good work being done around workplace bullying, and one resource you might want to look into is, and you can Google this, is something called the Workplace Bullying Institute. And they're really, I think, doing great work around the issue of workplace bullying. And, it's very interesting. I mean, it's very interesting that, workplace bullying, I think, is also incredibly prevalent. And we've certainly heard from, hundreds of people that are going through that. And it's tough, you know. I think I don't have a great magic answer or thing to say, other than, I know from my perspective that, it happened to me in the workplace as well, and I think that it can follow you, but it doesn't have to follow you forever. And so, I encourage you to have hope, because I believe that you will find the right environment. You could stay where it's happening, but you can, hopefully find a good working environment where that's not going to happen. And the other thing that I would say about that is, like schools, right, companies have the same issue of culture, right, and climate, and how people treat each other,
yes,
how they work together as a team or how they don't. And, it's very much about, who's the boss and, who's the principal and what expectations, what culture are they setting? I think the buck has to stop with them. And it's the same with a CEO. If they're committed to the dynamic at their workplace being supportive and safe and, where they're not going to tolerate that kind of behavior, and they don't model it themselves, then that's going to trickle down. There's interesting, I hope you'll find some resources there and some solace, and I'm really glad you called.
Yes, I am too. Thank you, Lori, so much for the call. Please bear with us if you're on the line. This obviously is such a widespread problem in our society. Our phone lines are pretty crowded here, but we will get with you. We just have so many things to do. Our guest goal is to have 1 million people see this film. And, you know, you talk about making a difference in the world. And on this all-important, I mean, this is an incredibly important issue, and we know about it. We're public radio listeners. We know that bullying exists, but the extent to which it exists and the extent to which it is condoned is really highlighted in Lee Hirsch's film. It is titled Bully, and it is to be seen by really everybody, particularly those who are working with middle school. I think it starts in middle school, a lot of it, and high school students, administrators, parents. He would like to have 1 million people see it. 252,000 have. There's also a whole campaign surrounding this, which we'll talk about with Lee. So what we're doing is we're in a pledge drive, too, because what we do is very important as well. We highlight issues like this, and we don't have many pledge drives. We have no commercials. So if you can pledge $120, you'll help us, but you'll also be able to take this film and reach that goal of 1 million people. So the pledge is 888-202-255. We thank you. I'm Kathleen Dunn, and this is the Ideas Network. Lisa Nalbandian is joining me. It is our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, and our goal is to keep bringing you discussions with people like filmmaker Lee Hirsch, his documentary Bully, which I saw yesterday, and there are certain things that I feel pretty deeply about, and this is one of them. You need to see this film. You really do. Everybody needs to see this film. And the world would be, I don't want to overstate this or simplify it, but I can tell you the world would be a better place if people saw this and took it in. So if you can pledge $120, you can help make that happen and keep us thriving as well. Your gift really of any amount right now makes a difference as we raise money to keep our discussions going. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we're looking for 55 pledges in the next 30 minutes. Thank you so much if you've already given. And if you haven't, help us stay on track right now by making your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may have been able to tell that we crave substance, and yet it can be hard to find. It is why you listen to this program and to public radio. We really do delve into very important topics.
And, you know, this hour is such a great example of that. Bullying is a real problem facing a lot of schools. You know, a lot of people think it starts in middle school, high school, but I think it's even starting earlier now in elementary school. And we're talking about those issues right now. And this kind of substance is only possible with your support. So make your contribution right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can choose the Bully DVD as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120. That's $10 a month or more. Your pledge will help support the programs. It will help support an awareness of bullying in this country and a way to combat it. Make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You care about state, regional, and world events at WPR, and on this program, you get all that information and also commentary and suggested reading and watching.
You get news, information, programs that clear your mind, entertain you, make you think, make you want to take action. Support all of the programs you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with 2 minutes of your time. Just give us your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay. Whether you call or pledge online, we keep your personal information safe. We don't share it with any other organization.
Wisconsin Public Radio erases my prejudice, makes me feel connected to people all over our state. I'm impressed with their thoughtful remarks. I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite and have Wisconsin Public Radio in my life. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support. A very important thank you. which Lisa will tell you about before we go back to Lee.
And you can get that Bully DVD for your pledge of $120 or more, roughly $10 a month. So ask for the Bully DVD when you call with your pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Lisa. Lee Hirsch, director, producer, cinematographer, and writer for the documentary Bully, is our guest this hour. And we're welcoming phone calls, and we have many of them coming in. 800-486-8655 is our number. Let's go to Mark in Ashland next. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. Good show. It's a very important subject. I'm an older guy. When I grew up, there was a hierarchy. You were bullied, and then you bullied. Mm-hmm. It went right down the line. But the thing that concerned me about the conversation is, yes, what a horrible thing, but our whole financial system is built on it. I mean, we tell kids not to bully. But what do? We go take anything we want from anybody that's smaller than us that we choose to. And if they disagree, we crush them.
You see a societal problem in this, Lee, that plays out in many ways? Wars, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent. I mean, I think that there are, you know, cultural, societal, political tones to bullying. I mean, you hear about the term bully pulpit. You know, I remember watching a session of Parliament once, and from a kind of lens of bullying, and going, "Oh my God, this is in England." And you know, I do. I mean, I think that there are, unfortunately, you know, that those things, like you heard from the caller before, you know, that there's remnants for this. There's a lot of societal bullying that does take place. And so, you know, I think that it's one of those things where if you do a survey, you know, you've got to kind of, it can be really overwhelming, right? Because there's just so many places, like the caller just said. I think what you have to do is look at where you can create change and impact and really drill down and be specific. Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, for example, blaming parents. You know, some people say, well, it's the parents, and they raise these kids to bully, and it has to start at home. And my response has often been, well, we can't, you know, reach into millions of private homes and know what's happening and be able to engage and be supportive. But we can set expectations for what a school experience should be, right? We can hopefully know that when you send your kids to school, that for those hours of the day that they're going to be in a safe place. And that's something we have a right to say, and we have a role to play in creating. So a lot of, you know, our work is really focused on bringing those opportunities to schools across the country. And we've worked with, you know, the smallest school districts to some of the biggest school districts that there are, right? And it's, a lot of it has to do with, you know, helping them, one, recognize what they might not be seeing. I mean, what's interesting about bully, right? And you talked about what you saw as the incompetence of the educators in the film. You know, in the case of Alex's story, so Alex is, you know, the seventh grader for your listeners, who you really get to know and love over the course
yes.
of the film, but who is bullied, right? He is a bullied child in this school. And you see the failing, the administrator fail him, right? Very, very powerfully in the course of the film. And I think what's extraordinary in this situation is that here you have a school and a school district that is actually doing something about the issue, that has been engaged in doing work on bullying, that was open to allowing a film to be made that looks at this in a very potentially embarrassing way, because they believe that only by seeing what's, you know, what they can't themselves see, could they learn and do a better job, right? They thought they were doing a good job, but they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be very hard to kind of do that self-assessment, to say, how, you know, what's my school like? I think we're good. Our kids seem happy. But, you know, so we do things like, you know, we work with schools to do strategies like, you know, helping them to be able to do like a climate assessment or, you know, a bullying assessment, if you will. But really what it's getting at is serving the entire community on, you know, issues of bullying, issues of trust, issues of safety. You know, mm-hmm. we encourage schools to do things like relationship mapping, which is asking all the adults in the building to name every student that they have, you know, an honest relationship with, that they feel like they actually know by name and they have a relationship of some kind. And then to look at who has nobody at the end of that process and really think about, you know, how you can serve, you know, and make sure every student has somebody that they're connected to, that they can go to when they need help.
Yeah.
You know, these are strategies that are free strategies that come out of, you know, what's called social and emotional learning, which is a very powerful movement in education. And so that's what, you know, what we're trying to do is get schools and teachers and principals to think about engaging with simple things that they can do that will start moving that school in a direction of being more caring, teaching empathy, teaching social and emotional skills, right? So that's,
yes.
And to the woman, I'm not sure of her name, she was speaking before, she said it does start earlier. You know, this work needs to begin in elementary school. It needs to begin right at the beginning, teaching empathy, teaching these skills. And I think that there's, you know, good work being done to that effect nationwide.
Yeah. The one of the young women, I think her name was Kelly, is in high school. She is lesbian.
Kelby.
Well, Kelby, that's right. And she gets by partially because she has this wonderful group of friends who are very supportive. But she also has, I thought, a unique family situation because her family was described as probably not being very in touch with gay and lesbian issues until they found out their daughter was lesbian. And then her father very movingly talks about being willing to move out of this city so that she can be comfortable. We think that society has made great progress on issues like this, Lee, but you listen to Kelby's story, and she wants to fight. I mean, she's a trooper. She wants to take on this issue and change things, which she can't do by herself. But you realize that it's still prevalent, even though we think we're sophisticated and we're beyond this.
Yeah, you know, boy, that's a powerful story. I mean, when you look at what happened to her in the film, you know, run over by a minivan, bullied by her teachers, you know, in tandem with students, and the sense of isolation in this, you know, very small town in rural Oklahoma, where, you know, neighbors really turned on neighbors, and the family was isolated and nobody would help. It's so impactful to think about what they went through, and the process that I think her parents went through is extraordinary, and I think very, very moving for audiences. And what's interesting, so Kelby, we met because her mom had written into Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, really?
And you know, and it was this very beautiful but very alarming message, which said, you know, was basically help. Like, I'm terrified of losing my girl, and this is what's happening to us in this small town, and we're completely isolated, and, you know, I don't know what to do. And so when we reached out to them, thanks to Ellen's producers, you know, we met this incredible family, but what was so powerful was when I met Kelby. Kelby, you know, had been given the option by her father, you know, that he would move the whole family to Oklahoma City. Out of that small town. And Kelby said, no, I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to make a stand. I'm going to fight. And by doing so, I'm going to make it easier for the next kid here in Tuttle who may be gay or bisexual. And so I think that, it, you know, boy, were we moved, and I think our audiences really root for her. And it's a very inspiring story, inspiring family.
Yeah, and then you see here at the end with this rally, this very beautiful and moving rally with a father whose son has committed suicide and other people who have been affected by bullying. And there she is, and now she's not fighting it by herself. She's with other people.
Yep. And, you know,
we really, it's interesting because we had ended her story on a very high note, originally in our movie. You know, it was the last day of school and she was, you know, had her group of friends and was feeling triumphant. And that's how it ended. And it was for a very long time that was going to be the, where her story stopped in the film. And when I went back to film that rally, you know, she had just dropped out of school. And she dropped out of school because, the bullying continued at the beginning of that year, and she describes it, and it's not the happy Hollywood ending, right? But we thought it was so so real that we re-edited our film, and so it's just the kind of statement that she says, where she says, you know, when I was, you know, maybe when I was younger, she's still pretty young, I thought I could do it all myself. And I've realized that I'm not going to be able to beat this thing on my own.
Right.
I need help. I need more people to stand up with me. I can't do it by myself. And enter in the rallies and the organizing and the parents and, you know, what you can really, like, plug yourself into that equation as being on that team to help all the kids that are going through this. So powerful story.
Yeah, and what a powerful film. My congratulations to you on taking on something that is so important. I mean, what an important thing to do in your life, to make such a difference on something that, where there a difference needs to be made, Lee. Thank you. We have to pledge, but I want to thank you.
Well, great. And just to, before I go, thank you for having me on. And, if you know, I wanted to say, if you're an educator and you've been listening to this, please take a moment to visit our website, thebullyproject.com. You can get great resources. The DVD, the Educator's Kit, it's a box of incredible materials. It's worth over $300. It's only $29 with a free license to do public screenings. So I encourage you to visit our site to learn more about the movement and the resources and get involved. And thanks for this time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Lee, very much. And he really has started a movement. We also, for those of you who are listening to this show, let's help him reach his goal of 1 million people seeing this documentary. I'm probably speaking to people. You have to take my word for it, because I saw the documentary yesterday and it really needs to be seen. I don't know how you can see this documentary and not have a really big conversation about what bullying is and how to combat it. So, for a $120 pledge, we'll be happy to send you, and you'll be helping us as well, so you can take on the issue of bullying and also support the only radio kind of outlet that's going to talk about this kind of issue in a substantive way. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Kathleen Dunn. Lisa Nalbandian joining me in our Milwaukee studios. This is our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive, and we ask that you support this program and everything else you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio by making a gift, we hope, for $120, and we'll send you this documentary. But any amount will help us. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for 42 more pledges in the next 8 minutes. Make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying the conversation with filmmaker Lee Hirsch and his documentary, Bully. We wanted to play a little bit of the documentary. We have so much going on, but just to give you a sense of how he deals with this important issue. Here's a little bit of the film.
I feel kind of nervous going back to school because I have trouble with making friends. People think that I'm not normal.
It's harder whenever there's a bigger group. Pretty much a good day for me would be people leaving their hands off of me.
They punch me in the jaw, they strangle me, they knock things out of my hand, sit on me. I feel like I belong somewhere else.
That's a little bit of the film, so you get a sense of how moving this is when Lee talks with a number of young people who have been bullied and couldn't talk to some because they had killed themselves because they had been bullied. Bullying is what we were talking about. We talk about big topics. We ask you to take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Make your pledge. $120 will help him reach his goal of 1 million people seeing the film Bully. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you decide the amount of your pledge, and every pledge is appreciated, and every pledge helps pay for the programs you love on WPR. And like Kathleen talked about, this DVD is available this hour and only this hour when you pledge $120, about $10 a month or more, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you've never given to Wisconsin Public Radio before because you don't think that you can give enough to make a difference, well, you got to think again, because listener donations make up nearly 40% of our budget. It doesn't mean that we're asking you for a huge gift.
And many first-time donors give $5 a month for the WPR listening. So you decide the amount that works for you. And please know it really does make a difference. Don't put it off any longer. Give right now at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
A gift to WPR is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the community. You enjoy this radio station. So do many others who can't afford, really, to support it.
Make your pledge right now for yourself, for the community, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And this show, The Kathleen Dunn Show, the kinds of topics that you listen to every single day between 9 and 11. Kathleen's producer, Rhonda, goes out and searches out the best guests and the best programs. I mean, think about this hour talking about bullying. It really gives you pause. So pledge right now. Support this program. 888-202-2552.
And a reminder, as Lisa said, we are happy to send you the important documentary, Bully, Lee Hirsch's documentary, which really will make a difference. It's already made a difference for a support of us, for us, of $120. Please, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month or anything above, below, or in between, we appreciate it and count on your gift. And remember, you can get the Bully DVD for your pledge of $120 or more at 888-202-2552.
We've had 24 people pledge, which is wonderful. Thank you. We want to be able to get 36 more pledges. We got to reach that goal of 1 million people seeing this documentary.
We sure do.
Yeah. You can tell there is huge response to this. Every time we do this issue, today included, that our phone lines are jammed with this, it really makes a difference in people's lives. $120, we will send you the documentary Bully. All school districts should have a copy of this documentary, and all children in Wisconsin ought to see it, if you ask me. You didn't ask me, but Lisa will ask me. Do you think so? I think everybody should see it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you think about the depth of this hour, the meatiness of this hour, I mean, it's truly great radio. And to do this great radio, we need to pay the bills. And we count on listeners like you to help. So give at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You decide the amount of your pledge. Every pledge appreciated. Every pledge helps pay for the programs that you love on WPR. Please consider asking for the Bully DVD as your thank you gift when you give $120. Maybe you can get together with some friends, or a couple teachers can get together and share this. A few of you in your school, that would be great. $10 a month is $120. I know my math. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We get such good guests on WPR because they know you'll ask great questions, and they won't be interrupted by commercials either. Your support makes this possible. Your support about bullying, or your support about Wisconsin Public Radio lets us talk about the most important issues of our day, like bullying. So pledge right now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're interested in playing a larger role in support of WPR. The XM Leadership Circle is a group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs. You may think that that's right up your alley, and that would be great. But whatever your gift, $5 a month or $10 or $100, whatever is the right amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Tell us in 15 seconds why this hour, the DVD, and then we have to say goodbye.
It's the most important issue right now. Yeah. 888-202-2552 and pledge through the news.
Everyone being equal. That's how it should be. That's one of the young people in the film who used to be a bully and now lost his best friend because he was bullied. It's important. And so thank you. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rhonda Fanning. Thanks, listeners. Thanks, everybody. Please pledge, and we'll thank you even more. 888-202-2552.